Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
The only girl in the world. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday.
That was great Friday,
all right.
You mother.
Thank you, Maria. Next weekend.
Yeah, checks out.
Huh? Yeah. Believe it or not, it's Friday. It's a weird week. Mm. Very weird week.
Huh.
But it is, in fact, Friday.
Not
very
Monday.
Excited. Not Monday. I know. You wake up and you think, oh, is it Monday? It feels like a Monday. But no. A week from tomorrow, drag me to brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is part of our pride celebration here. I was just looking out our windows. We have a lovely view to the west of our building here at 88 Kearney. And is that the Mark Hopkins Hotel? Top of the Mark has the pride flag going. I was like, oh, that's nice. It's either the Mark Hopkins or it's the Fairmont. Can you see it?
No.
You'd have to, yeah, I think you have to get out there and open it up. It's over on the right.
Ah! Yeah. Great.
It's there. Ah!
No, I really like, I've taken a picture of it and I think I sent it to you guys, but there's another building that has a crown of rainbow around it.
So nice.
And then when you're coming into the city, it's just, it's really cool. It's not the tallest building, but it's the best decorated for this month, for
well
sure.
Well done, mystery building.
Mm-hmm.
Drag Me to Brunch is next week. We'd love you to join us. It's a big drag performance. Deja Sky is going to be there from RuPaul's Drag Star All Stars. Drag Race All Stars.
There you go.
That's not written down, so I'm making it up as I go. And actually, there's meet and greets with us and with Deja Sky and other of the drag performers. So
yep.
It's and of course, brunch, delicious. And it's all happening at the W. If you'd like to go, take the word escape, ESCAPE, and text it to our contest line, which is always 20357. And that's your chance at a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch on June 28th at the W. There are tickets available. If you want to buy them for yourself, you can go to RadioAlice.com. There's a link there. It'll take you over because we'd love you to join us whether you win the tickets or not. The word is escape. Text it now to 20357, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, including a weekend stay next weekend at the WSF. A 4-pack of tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train, and it's all courtesy of the W. Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is escape, and we're doing this every hour on the 05s until 6:05 this evening. So all the way through Mason's show, all the way through Jane's show. This part of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. Oh, I'm alone. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you. He's looking at his phone. I don't think he's listening. Are you listening?
I'm sorry. I was looking at a text from our boss.
Oh.
What do we do now?
That's important.
No, we're good. We're good. It was a question that Sarah asked earlier. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
We'll start over. Ready? The SF Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist on Friday, June 27th. That is a week from today, from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are available at sfzoo.org. Roar and Pour.
Meow.
In theaters this weekend, there's something called Bride Hard. It's rated R. It's an action comedy starring Rebel Wilson.
Bride Hard.
As in not Ride Hard, but Bride Hard.
Like you're going to get married so damn hard.
Yeah. Rebel Wilson is a spy who fights off a group of mercenaries that crash her friend's wedding after she's demoted from maid of honor.
Huh.
I don't know. Someone from Pitch Perfect here is the bride. So a co-star of Rebels from Pitch Perfect, Anna Camp. I'm not sure I know who that is.
I don't
is.
Know Anna Camp.
The three other bridesmaids are Anna Chlumsky, Gigi Zumbado, and Divine Joy Randolph. So you can see the trailer. I put trailers for all this stuff up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Pixar's Elio. is in theaters.
Sounds saw like it yesterday. Saw. Very good. Really, I loved it.
Elio is an 11-year-old kid, perfect for Isla, who tries to get himself abducted by aliens and then ends up with them mistakenly identifying him as Earth's ambassador. Zoe Saldana plays his aunt. Jamila Jamil is a telepathic alien ambassador. Is that the chick from The Good Place?
That is.
And Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. He's the warrior father of the worm-like alien that Elio befriends.
There's a couple sort of great storylines happening at once, and it all comes together. It's a great story.
Well, I like it already. Aliens, I'm in.
You'll like it, and your kids will love it. And it's a great watch as a parent who's sat with a kid and gone, this can't end fast enough. Like when you see something terrible and you're just like, yes. Oh, kill me. This is not that. This is great. Well, really fun.
It's right there in the name, Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
28 Years Later is also out today. That's rated R. Again, the trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This is the sequel to 2002's 28 Days Later and 2007's 28 Weeks Later. It takes place 3 decades, close to it, after the release of the Rage virus. It focuses on a group of survivors that lives on a small island isolated from the mainland by a long causeway that only appears at low tide.
Evidently, the zombies have morphed and they have new skills.
Is that so?
Yes.
What?
They're running in packs and they have a leader and all kinds of stuff.
Oh. And they communicate? What?
Are they unable to get through water or something? Is that why, like, living on an island would be a thing that you would do?
You don't normally see zombies swimming.
No, you don't.
Well, you don't normally see them communicating with each other either.
You don't see them.
They've had 30 years.
Oh, good point. Good point.
To evolve, evidently.
Yes. Well, I mean, are they reproducing or they just live until somebody kills them? So a causeway, like a tidal causeway, seems like a bad island choice to make. Find one that doesn't have a reappearing way to get to it if they're allergic to water or whatever. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who was rumored to be the new James Bond for a minute.
Yeah, what happened
there,
to that?
I've been seeing other people's names, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. Aaron Taylor Johnson plays a father taking his son on his first hunt. Ralph Fiennes is in this. That's nice.
Was that
right?
A big moment in your life, your first hunt?
Zombie season?
Yeah.
Rolled around and you had to go kill some?
Yeah, yeah. They're thick in WV, the zombies. Mm-hmm.
So much woods.
Or meth heads, whatever they are. I don't know.
Anyway, the rest of the cast is Ralph Fiennes and Judy Comer from Killing Eve. On your TV this weekend, the streaming premiere of a Minecraft movie on HBO Max. On Disney Plus, this looks good, Vin. I wound up watching this trailer because I know your kids loved Frozen at one point.
Oh, God.
So it's a Broadway musical now. I'm not sure if you're aware.
I am not aware.
Well, it is. And so what they've done is filmed that, and you can watch the musical. So it's I thought this might be right up Isla's alley. Because it does, you know, it's, you can see how the set is designed. It looks really cool. And it's humans, not cartoons, all singing and performing.
I'll ask her. We OD'd on Frozen.
Mm.
The first one.
It happens, yeah.
She was right in that just young enough or just old enough to watch it. And then.
I love it.
For 3 years straight, it was the go-to movie.
Yeah.
It was, it's a lot.
She may want to watch just because she's so into stage productions.
And then as it started to wane.
You guys breathed a sigh of relief?
No. Oh. Party, or also known in most families as Grandpa, bought a toy that sang Let It Go. Like, it was out. We were out. We were clear. And then this toy that sings
the song nobody ever wants to hear again.
Let It Go is back. Oh, no. So we had a very long extended run with Frozen. I'll be interested to see if she still loves it or if she's like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll ask.
As I was watching the trailer, there are 12 new songs in it. There's all the songs you want as well, but 12 additional. I was like,
wow,
that seems unnecessary.
Well, you know, plays, they love their singing.
They sure do.
And dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. On Saturday at 8 o'clock on Nick, the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards, R&B singer Tyla is your host. Sunday.
Who?
Tyla. R&B singer Tyla. T-Y-L-A.
I don't know her.
Me either. The kids probably do, though. She's hosting the Kids' Choice Awards.
Tyla.
Nickelodeon.
All right.
I don't know Tyla either.
Sunday at 8 o'clock on, or sorry, 5 o'clock our time on ABC is, as you mentioned, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I believe we are Go Pacers.
Yes.
All right. Thunder and the Pacers. There you go. Anything that had trailers available here, I put up the trailer. I got sucked right into that Frozen, the hit Broadway musical. So the trailer for that is up. Go check it out. Vinny.
Yes.
Season 17 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is upcoming. There's a video. There's a trailer for that as well. And I put that up too. That's a quietly, incredibly long running show.
At one time, I can truly say or honestly say that that was my favorite show on TV. Mm. Why I have fallen off, I don't know, 10 seasons ago, I don't know, but good for them. Yeah. It's kind of like The Simpsons. That continues to be made. I'm sure the level's high. And yet I just, you know, right. I guess I got my fill and was like, all right, thanks.
Yeah.
I keep up with it and it's still hilarious.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys are all, including the lady, are all very talented. So I'm sure it is good.
Right. Mike, it's, you know how we were saying there's comfort shows, like you say, you throw on The Office and just like let it roll in the background. Like yeah. That's my younger son is such a huge fan of It's Always Sunny. He just has it on. He comes over, turns our TV on, and starts cycling through shows.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Isn't that
okay.
funny?
Well, we all have our thing.
Yeah. Okay. The top grossing summer blockbusters from 1975 to the present. This is got put together because the 50th anniversary of Jaws is this year, 1975 to 2025. Jaws actually kicked off the summer blockbuster phenomenon when it earned $260 million. Now, these are $1975 dollars, people. That's probably $2 billion by today's standards. I mean, for God's sake, you could buy the Lakers for $67 million a couple of years later. $260 million was a ton of money in 1975. Like they all went, oh my God, it's a summer blockbuster. So to commemorate the anniversary, the Associated Press put out a list of the top earning movie of every summer since then. And we're going to play a game called Who Made More?
Hmm.
So question, let me grab my pen here. From 2024. Oh boy. Inside Out 2. From 2023, Barbie. Who made more? 2024 was Inside Out 2. That was the top movie. And in 2023, Barbie. That was the top movie.
This is an easy one, Bob. It's Inside Out 2.
Kids movies. Yeah, Inside Out.
That you guys are correct. I would have guessed Barbie for sure. Didn't miss by much. $612 million. But Inside Out 2 made $651 million. Only a few million more. All right, next up is 2022's top movie, Top Gun Maverick, or 2020's Tenet.
Tenet?
Tenet.
I go with Maverick.
I don't even know that other movie.
Yeah, it's because it was in 2020 when no one went to the movies.
Oh,
it made $20 million.
Wow.
But it was the top movie of the summer.
Wow.
$701 million for Top Gun Maverick. 2018 Incredibles 2 or 2021 Black Widow?
Mm.
I'll say Incredibles 2.
I'm going to say Incredibles as well.
Incredibles by a long margin. Incredibles 2 made $603 million in 2021, which was still COVID. Black Widow made $183 million. From 2013, Iron Man 3... or 2019, The Lion King. Who made more?
I'll say Lion King.
What was the other one again?
Iron Man 3, 2013, or 2019, The Lion King.
I'm going to say Iron Man.
And you said?
Lion King.
Lion King is the correct answer. Lion King, $524 million. Iron Man 3, a paltry $409 million.
Mm.
In 2016, Finding Dory, or 2015, Jurassic World. Who made more?
I'm going Rawr, dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm going to go dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs
as well.
Is the correct answer on this one. 400.
There's a reason. There. What did we count? Eight?
Yeah, something like that.
There's a reason there's eight of them.
Yeah.
And this is it.
Yeah. In 2015, Jurassic World, which I think was the first of this new series. Is it all Chris Pratt? I think it was. Richie Cunningham's daughter's name?
I don't know
name?
If they're in all of them, but he's in
Bryce
most.
Dallas.
Bryce Dallas yeah. Howard, right. $647 million for Jurassic World and $483 million for Finding Dory. In 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy, or in 2017, Wonder Woman. Who made more? Who made more as the summer blockbuster?
Wonder Woman is, she's perfectly cast. It should be good. And I feel like they didn't invest enough in the writing to make that. That's my inner thoughts exposed. I am going to say that it's not Wonder Woman.
You say Guardians of the Galaxy
yes.
in 2014.
I'm going to go Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is the correct answer. $410 million to Guardians. The first Guardians of the Galaxy only made $281 million.
Hmm. Oh.
As a summer blockbuster. 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which I believe is the final installment of that movie series. Or 2012's Marvel's The Avengers. Which made more?
I'll say The Avengers.
I'll go Potter.
It is The Avengers. With $620 million to part two of the Harry Potter endgame there. $376 million. So by... Vinny, I'm sorry to tell you, Maddie's got 2 points going into our final.
That's all right. He earned them.
All right. Speaking of movies, The Grandfather, this is so random, but I used to love the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Did you read those? Yes.
It was a trend when I was young. They were even starting to do Choose Your Own. I remember being in a movie theater and they had buttons that you could choose and then it would somehow come to a consensus and send that movie going that. It's too clunky.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And I don't like the books either, but I remember that being a thing.
Yeah,
so,
you had to make certain choices and it would take you to the end of the thing. So the guy who wrote those is the grandfather of the new Superman. It's such a random relationship.
His corn sweat.
He's not, his last name isn't corn sweat.
Oh.
But he is the grandpa of that guy. So his name is Edward Packard. And he created the Choose Your Own Adventure books. But seems like. They say they're Gen X and millennials love those.
I didn't love them. Did you love them?
I did.
Okay.
But you know what I loved them for is that I could go back and read them and read the next, another way, of, you know, just like to figure out how the choices went.
Yeah, but that's the thing is you find yourself going, I don't want to go down this path if this isn't the good path and I want to, maybe I'll read a couple pages. It's just.
I don't like how this is going.
You know what? Tell me a story, dude.
David Cornsweet says that his grandpa, Edward Packard, came up with the idea for Choose Your Own Adventure from telling bedtime stories to his mom, his aunt, and his uncle. Cornsweet says, the new Superman, says, as he described it, he ran out of ideas. So he just started asking them to come up with the next idea. My grandfather very cleverly would sometimes make it so that if you feel like you're making the right choices, that doesn't mean you end up in an ending that you like. And he takes it a step deeper and relates it to real life. I actually think there's more to the idea of making choices, not solely based on the outcome you think that they will bring, but based on the principles with which you navigate through life. To the point, even if this choice brings me an outcome I didn't want, I can still look back on it and say, I made the right choice. And then whatever the outcome, at least you can live with yourself like you did your best. Clearly, the family talks about this a lot. But it is true. The tiniest choices, things that seem completely inconsequential in your life become the reason you met the person who brought you to the thing that got you the golden chalice. I mean, if that's what you're looking for in life. Superman.
Always.
Yeah, sure. I knew you'd follow that. Superman, the new Superman. It does look great. I don't have a new trailer for you or anything, but there are definitely some that I've put up, some of the older trailers on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to scroll through there. It is out on July 11th. So that is going to be, I'm surprised they didn't release that over the 4th of July weekend and get all the money, but I guess there must be other things that are opening that are going to be humongous. This is good news, and I'll end with this. because I'd like to end with good news. R. Kelly's been denied a prison release following the murder plot investigations and accusations. The judge went, no, clunk, gavel down. The end.
That's what it came to?
Basically.
All right.
Get this guy back to prison. What's coming up in the news?
Drink up, everyone. After these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show all day, plus links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. That's F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even the Mustang Mach-E, which is what I drive. I love that car. I really do. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. Check them out. Okay, here's what's happening. Welcome to the first day of summer.
Thank you.
It's
so excited.
It's going to be a little cooler today, 60s and 70s. The high, it looks like, is in Napa, 77 or pushing 80.
Reasonable.
Uh-huh. Last night, the Pacers pushed a game 7. So the series for the NBA championship is tied. We've got a game 7, everyone. Also, the Valkyries, that's our team in the WNBA. They beat Caitlin Clark's FIFA 88-77. Go Valks.
Nice.
That was great. They held Caitlin to 11 points.
Oh.
That's big.
Caitlin Sheesh. Clark.
I love her.
Unless we get her on our team someday. And then Caitlin Clark. Whoa.
Just so you know, Metallica is going to be playing at the Giants Park this weekend. And they're loud.
They are loud.
So you know.
Yes. Just a heads up. Warning, warning. Noise alert, noise alert.
I mean, I know that if you live near there, you live with that regularly.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're very used to it, or you have...
triple pane glass.
And earplugs.
Right.
All kinds of stuffs. But anyway, that's happening this weekend. Okay, so summer officially starts today, and that also means it's the longest day of the year. The summer solstice takes place tonight at exactly 10:42 Eastern. And after this weekend, the days will start getting shorter until we hit winter solstice on December 21st.
You ever do that thing where you're supposed to be able to balance an egg on it, you know, have an egg stand up on its own during the solstice?
Really?
No.
Yeah. Try it. We'll try it at your house tonight.
Okay. Oh, you mean like a raw egg?
Like a raw egg. It'll stand straight up. It might do it every other day of the year, but it's certainly supposed to happen more on this day of the year.
Summer solstice again is at 10:42 p.m. Eastern. It marks the moment the Earth tilts towards the sun, giving people living in the northern hemisphere the longest day and shortest night of the year. So, it's a great time to go for a family walk, have a barbecue, whatever. You got more sunlight. Don't waste it. It's the longest day of the year.
I love it.
I know that you do.
Only on the weekends, I love it.
The government,
yes.
I know that's become a dirty word in some circles, but the government is now saying, drink up, everyone. An updated dietary guidelines for Americans will be released in the coming weeks, and they're nixing the recommendation to limit your alcohol intake to 1 or 2 drinks per day.
They are?
Go hard, everyone. This is you got the green light, thumbs up.
Okay, great. Good. I was planning on it anyway.
Finish that 6-pack. What are you doing? They're not saying there's any less danger to your health, just that they apparently won't list a specific amount. They don't want to put a number on it. they say drink in moderation if you can. I don't know how.
It's not available
can.
To everyone.
It doesn't work for
what
me.
Is that?
It's never worked for me.
Moderation.
Maddie seems to have found that that's not his thing either. Mm.
It's a toughie.
Moderation?
Yes.
You feel like you're good with it? I feel like you're really good at no.
I'm good at a full no.
Yeah, once you get started, though, it seems like sometimes
I'm having so much fun.
It's a toss-up whether the night's going to be a blur or...
Yeah, the older I am, the easier it gets.
My favorite thing about your retelling of your drinking nights is that when we say, you know, oh, you're like, I barely drink anymore. Wait, hold on. Didn't you just throw up last month? I didn't throw up. I just laid by the toilet all night.
Just in case.
Okay. Our bad.
It might have been food poisoning.
Oh, I use that excuse a lot in my old days.
Yeah. Oh, I've got bad food poisoning.
Anyway, they're saying this could be a major win for the alcohol industry, not having a specific number put on, you know, a negative result put on a specific number of drinks. Could be good news for those of us looking for that green light.
Yeah. Well, there are people looking for it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to feel guilty on that third drink anymore.
You shouldn't feel guilty anyway.
I mean, oh, I was just saying people in general.
Oh,
yeah,
I
don't feel too guilty until the next morning when I'm writing my apology notes.
A recent poll found summer is our favorite season. So I just thought I'd mention that real quick.
What is
second on the list of favorite seasons? Because summer is a lock, I think, for most people.
Yeah. There's really great things about spring and fall. Winter is definitely my least favorite, but I feel like it's a tie. Spring is just, I feel like everything's coming back to life. And
spring is the second one.
Oh, is it?
Fall's third.
Yeah, fall's great.
And winter is last.
Fall's your time. That's
your
number
one? I love
one?
Fall and winter, but that's because that's when surf gets good here. And that's the season when I can hopefully get in the water almost daily.
Yeah.
And so that's for me the best time. I know people. I have a friend who grew up in Iowa. We don't talk anymore, but he's someone who used to tell me as a boy, I had already decided I'm getting up out of here.
Whoa.
Like he was five and was like, this winter can just bleep all the way off. And I know others that are like Chicago and other Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All of them say the same thing.
Yeah.
I would never go back to that ever. Like they leave and they just say, that's it for me.
Winter's tough.
And snow and all the stuff.
It's funny. I did leave New England, but it wasn't because I hated winter or anything. It was just, you know.
But could you live in it again?
It would be harder now than it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to live for snowstorms. Like, yes, please. We'd sit and listen to the radio and see if our school was out that day.
But that's not a no.
What's not?
You said it would be harder than when I was a kid.
It's not. I could go back there.
Mm.
Would I?
Interesting.
Not if I don't have to.
But the right situation, you wouldn't say, I'm sorry, even though it seems profitable and like a great possible work experience. No.
Well, even when we were entertaining Vermont as a potential end game for us, or just somewhere in New England, I did think to myself, well, as soon as Christmas is over, we'll hop in the RV and drive south. We'll, you know,
be a snowbird.
Right. And because it's not just winter, it's early spring too. That sucks. It's like mud season and black fly season. And it's just, if I can stay here, I'm going to try and do that, Finn. It's an if, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive here.
While we're talking about summer, summer creates the perfect storm for a painful issue. Especially if you hit the beach.
Oh, sunburn.
No.
Oh.
Summer's here, and according to one op guy, there's more to fear.
Really?
They're talking about how women. Let me see here. UTIs are 30 times more common in the female population than in men.
Yeah.
They say it's due to urethra length and anal proximity.
Oh, I see. Mm.
Never heard
well,
that.
Well, it is about it's about dirt getting in. I mean, that's how you get a UTI.
UTIs begin when bacteria enter the urethra and multiply, infecting the urinary tract. That's, by the way, UTI, urinary tract infection.
Yeah. Not a party.
You've had one before?
Oh my God. I've had a million UTIs.
A million.
More than I would know how to put it on. I've had at least 25 in my life from the time I was a little kid. Chicks get those.
Maddie, you're on the show.
Yes.
You ever had a UTI? One?
No.
Yeah.
Me neither.
It's not a dude thing.
It's never happened to me.
Well, it's not that it can't be a dude thing. You could get that.
Now, I have had a girlfriend get one, and then she was like, I went and saw the doctor, and now I do this after every time we do it.
Yes.
I go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. number one.
They actually do say to...
Specifically number one, everyone. Number two won't help.
Clear that out.
Right. I mean, it'll help you if you have to go.
Yeah.
Never mind. I really walked myself into it.
Well, don't worry about it too much. I mean...
You don't need to carry that around, though. If you can go. Never mind. This summer. Oh my God.
You are just keep on shoveling.
Symptoms of a UTI include urgent need to go number one and a burning sensation when you do.
Oh,
pressure or pain in the lower abdomen and or pelvic region.
It sucks. You're just general malaise.
So like, summer, they're up in the summer, so be extra careful.
Mm.
Incorporate daily habits like drinking water to flush out bacteria, as well as maintaining number one hygiene by cleaning yourself front to back after using the bathroom and also going to the bathroom after sex.
Mm.
Again, number one, but you can too if you need to.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you need to do.
The biggest 4th of July food surge on Instacart.
Oh, a food surge.
Instacart just put out a list of grocery items that peaked in popularity during the week of the 4th of July last year. So they're getting you ready for what could possibly be missing or
like stock up
needed.
On
yeah.
this if you think you're going to need, you know, potatoes for your potato salad.
Canned baked beans, number one.
Oh.
I like them.
I do too.
But I don't.
I would never serve ribs without them.
Do you serve ribs?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ribs are easy now that we have an Instapot.
Oh.
So easy. So hot, good.
Hot dog buns. Mm. Watermelons.
Mm.
Hot dogs. Hamburger buns. Popsicles.
These are all things that surge on Instacart.
On Instacart at the 4th of July. Pickles, mayonnaise, potato chips, lemonade, and limeade makes the list. I'm surprised by that.
Mm.
Limeade seems like... the way less popular sister to lemonade.
I don't know if I've ever had a glass of limeade.
I have. It's good.
Mm.
It's just, I don't even know. Limeade?
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
Okay.
Mm. It's good
I feel
stuff.
Like it's not that popular or widely known, but
prefer
okay.
lemonade though.
Yeah, I don't know that I would ask for it. If there was lemonade and limeade, if there was a choice, maybe I would go, let me try the limeade. Never had that.
Sandy, who's in town visiting.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Mom. Just bought Rainier cherries. Those are also, cherries are a big thing in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're up. Angel food cake.
Oh, I love angel food cake.
Daiquiris, pina coladas, frozen non-alcoholic cocktail mixers, and ice also way up.
Yeah, ice is big. You need that.
Mm. Yes. You sure do.
Yep.
This is incentive to clean out your car. A guy in Philly was cleaning out his car last week, found a lottery ticket he forgot about, checked it.
Oh my God.
And hit for $50K.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not life-changing money, but.
You want that money.
You want it.
Yep.
You can't quit your job.
No, but you're going to get yourself a nice new TV. I don't know what you're going to buy. Splurge on something.
Get a hot tub, would you?
Oh my God, get a hot tub.
I mean, what says summer?
Like getting
better than
a hot tub of water.
I mean, you're getting after it hard these days.
The hot tub?
Yeah.
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 If I miss a day, I'm like, I feel it in my bones. I just want to soak in the hot tub. Mm.
Would you say it's almost medicinal?
I would.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
And in fact, yesterday it was very warm and we got in there. And when I got out, I was like, oh my God, it's chilly out here.
Mm.
was nice.
That is nice. A 42-year-old man in Texas called police after he found a Bath and Body Works gift bag from his ex-fiance on his front porch. There were some products inside, along with a copy of their marriage certificate.
Oh.
There's just one problem. He didn't marry her. He didn't know they were married. He wasn't there for a marriage. He's not someone who was drunk or high and just doesn't remember the ceremony. Apparently, they did go to the county clerk together 3 weeks ago to get a marriage license, but they broke up right after that, before the wedding. The fiance, 36-year-old Kristen Spearman, somehow convinced a pastor to certify the marriage without the guy being there or signing off on it.
Oh.
Kristen has been arrested for felony stalking.
Oh.
It's hard to imagine this marriage.
3 weeks ago, he was going to marry her.
Yep.
And now she's a stalker.
Well.
Could be why they broke up.
She married him without him being there.
Yeah. So what happens? Like, is it just called, it's just annulled? Or does he have to now pay for a lawyer to divorce her?
I have to believe that gets annulled. There's no way that you have to. But then again, you know what? It's like these hacks. You didn't do anything to get hacked.
Right.
You didn't. And then someone opens, you know, an identity in your name, and you are the one who has to fight to get that cleaned up.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no like,
oh, we get it. You were hacked. We'll take care of everything. That person doesn't exist.
Which, by the way, we'll talk. Scott Budman's coming up, everyone, in the 8 o'clock hour, and he's going to talk to us about a bunch of stuff. But one of the big hacks just happened as well. Anyway, the man is dealing with a mess. He's trying to make sure there's no threat to his life on top of the possibility that she'd come after his property and finances.
Oh, right. She could sue for alimony. We were married.
Unbelievable. And then the pastor, here's her. That's her.
Oh, she looks angry. Vindictive. Her eyes are, she's got beady eyes that are just like, they look angry.
She's got a stalker face.
She does have a stalker face.
That's cute. Mm. Very well done.
She looks pissed though, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been arrested.
She looks like a dance mom.
Wow.
Yeah. Bitches look mad at all times.
Well, do what I say.
Make a bunch of money for our family. You're our only hope.
Text number is 800-400-3697-650 says, shouldn't the pastor be charged with unlawful something?
Yes.
Yeah, I do think that. And I'm not sure what that story is.
It does feel like they needed to be both standing there when the thing happened, accepting of each other's vows.
Well, it's not hard to get ordained. I'm ordained. I've done a couple weddings. So, you know, you just find somebody like me and
you pay them off.
We do assume, though, that once you take a job for God, that you're going to be, you know, on the up and up. And it turns out there's all kinds of stories that point to, just because you work for God doesn't mean you're trustworthy.
That is true.
God said to give me $10,000.
And then I'll happily sign your marriage certificate.
I need this jet airplane.
Oh.
Doing God's work.
Sue the person who signed the marriage certificate. Yeah, I guess the pastor, right?
Yeah.
408 says, Limeade is so delicious. For an even more delicious summer drink, try this. Put chunked watermelon into your blender with a squirt of lime juice, a pinch of salt, whip it up, and pour it over ice.
Okay.
You're welcome.
That sounds great.
Thank you. In Redwood City. Good job, JD.
Call that a JD.
Watermelon, lime juice, and a pinch of salt. I'm in.
Yeah. Watermelon juice is good.
Oh, so good.
It takes a lot of them to make, you know, a glass, but.
Yeah. You need several if you're going to be serving that.
I don't know which is worse, this 408, a UTI or, okay, never mind.
Yeast infection?
Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
Because that's what you get. After you've knocked out all the bacteria, including the good stuff, you get a yeast infection. It becomes a cycle. It can be really bad.
The antibiotics put you... Oh, they say it. The antibiotics they put you on kill all the good flora in your lady area. And so you get 2 weeks of agony altogether.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Ah.
Women.
all these problems.
Well, I think the way I've talked myself into a corner so far today, I realize I should just move
on
to another
text. Good choices.
Cherry limeade is popular everywhere.
Cherry limeade. I was actually thinking like strawberry limeade, like if you mashed up strawberries and mixed them in with your... Are we talking about like the frozen concentrate lime thing where you make that at home, where you mix it up with water and it turns it into
We could be.
You know, like I've never seen... I've seen Country Time lemonade, you know, the powder. I've never seen any limeade ones. Maybe I'm just not looking for it.
I don't think you're looking for them.
I guess not.
707 says, they almost died from a UTI because my boss wouldn't allow access to the restroom. I had repeated infections
what?
That meds couldn't clear
and
wound up being rushed by ambulance to the closest hospital due to the fear that I was about to die from high fever and wild heart rate.
Oh, my God.
415 mentions UTIs. Women's swimsuits are thicker than regular underwear and cause a damp, warm environment. Which is perfect for bacteria and yeast. That's one of the reasons they're saying summer sees an increase in UTIs.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't know that I've, I know I haven't had one, but I don't know anybody, any, no
dudes,
one I know
right.
has had a dudes.
Well, I wonder if, you know, my mom used to always be like, you don't let a bathing suit dry on you. Once you're done swimming, you get your bathing suit off. You don't walk around. You know, I mean, I guess if you're at the beach, you kind of have to, but I guess you're in and out of the water.
My bad.
What?
I'm glad people wrote. I thought Metallica was playing Giants Park. It looks like Metallica is playing the Niners Stadium down south.
All right.
Okay, that's my bad. Thank you for correcting me. And certainly here in...
Metallica!
That might be the band I've seen more than any other.
Oh, yeah? How many times would you estimate?
20.
Oh,
wow.
Like a lot.
It's a lot of times.
But they were a core band for my first radio station. So I was in the Snake Pit, backstage, different. And certainly I've been, even before I worked in radio, banged my head into a whiplash.
It happens.
Like the next day. Truly. Yeah. I cannot.
If
oh
you
my
don't
God.
Bang your head regularly, please don't just do it at the Metallica show. You will be in pain.
Again. I mentioned Metallica playing. They are not playing at Giants Stadium. They're playing in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. Oh, it's even close to me, but I got to go see a play tonight. That's a big deal. Nona's around. Sounds like Bride Hard is a play on Die Hard, everyone.
Oh, Bride Hard.
Die Hard.
All right.
Sounds super fun.
Does sound fun.
Coming up,
I love Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she's good. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Sharon Stone is aging well, and the latest on celebrity chef Ann Burrell's death.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.